92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
There is a place called Pigeon Forge, which is a wide spot along County Road 321 in Tennessee. And it's become a tourist attraction because of the new National Enquirer Live Museum. It opened recently, and they're getting a lot of attention because they kind of did a big thing badly. In their 20,000 square foot theme park, they have an exhibit which allows visitors to relive the events leading up to Princess Diana's death in 1997. And you experience this with a 3D virtual reality computer simulator, which lets you travel the path Diana took as she left the Ritz Hotel. You get in the car with her, you get chased by the paparazzi, and then you have a big car crash that kills her. Maybe it's not all that surprising, because tabloid publications, like the National Enquirer, still can't get enough of Princess Diana. Any chance to dig up a story on her, they'll print it. Now, they say, down at the museum there, that they did this in a positive fashion, but I don't think anybody actually believes that. They also have exhibits about their claims that NASA faked the moon landing, and they've had long lines to get in every day since they opened, so clearly, people are kind of into it.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.